Beverly High School girls basketball coach Seth Stanchel is joining us here on MSO News Sports. Seth, it's been a while, but welcome. Great to be talking with you again.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, I know. It's great to hear you, and I'm glad you're back and ready to go.
Yeah, here we are. Well, you guys, we're rolling right along here in this 22-23 season, if you will. You're 3 wins, 3 losses on the year. I want to get an assessment from you on the team in just a moment, but you guys are coming off your second straight win over Danvers just last night, a close one. So tell me more about that game, and then we'll get more into your team.
Sure. You know, it's always kind of strange playing the same team twice in a row. You know, I thought we did some good things the first time, but it wasn't perfect. And, you know, anytime you beat somebody but it's a close game, you know the next time you play them it's going to be a little bit tougher. And Danvers made it really hard on us. You know, we got a double-digit lead there in the fourth, and then they kept on fighting back. And, you know, we made some big-time mistakes in there. But I was really proud of the kids for being able to, you know, pull it out, making the plays that they had to make, even though, you know, we definitely made some mistakes. But I also give Danvers a ton of credit for that, because that fourth quarter, they really worked hard to get back in it.
Seth, at this time, you know, in high school basketball, you know, you got 6 games under your belt in your case. You want the team to start coming together, try to get some kind of identity. Where is your team as far as coming together and try to kind of forming an identity?
Sure. You know, I'm not quite sure what, you know, we have something that we'd hang our hat on and say, you know, this is what we're going to do really, really well. You know, we're working towards that right now. What I do know is that our team loves each other. You know, they're awesome teammates. They love being around each other. You know, they're great. They push each other, but they're also kind to each other. So, you know, I can see us building that camaraderie and that morale. And my hope is that we can take that and really find some sort of identity that we can hang our hat on.
Well, then tell me more about some of your key players, if you will, you know, names and roles and what they've done so far this year for you.
Sure. You know, we have 4 seniors who play a huge role, and they're all captains. You know, Nikki Aracola is our point guard, and, you know, she's in the game almost the entire game. We got Abby Ruggieri and Nyla Olivier, who's are forward for us, and they sometimes are on the court together, sometimes they're off. And Olivia Griffin's one of our guards, probably one of our best defenders, who is just one of those tough, tough, tough kids that you love to have on your team. And they've been playing huge roles. Mia Bellotti, the junior, who's been playing guard for us, has been doing a pretty good job. Lauren Cayley's been our other forward, who's playing a lot for us. And then coming off the bench, we have Anna Michaud and Maddie Young, who've been really helping us out when we get some tough spots where, you know, maybe they weren't doing that last year. They're both sophomores, and they've been stepping it up.
Has there been one game that's been the best game so far for you guys this year?
I don't know if we've had one game where we've kind of put, you know, even 3 quarters together. You know, I think we'll have great stretches of, you know, 4, 5, 6 minutes, but then we'll come out and we'll have a tough stretch along those lines. And now, in our wins and losses, obviously more in our wins, we'll be more successful, in our loss, not as much. But I can't say there's been one game where, you know, I've been like, that's the game right there. That's, you know, that's the way we have to play. It's more in bits and pieces where we need to find that success and then find how to be more consistent with it.
Exactly. I get it. Okay. Now, about the league, and maybe I can put this into a 2-part question here, but we can go on with more on this. But tell me more about the league, and of course, your next game. You've got a tough game at home on Friday against Masconomet.
Yeah, so you know, the NEC, I feel like it's a little top heavy. You know, I think PVD, Masco, and Winthrop are, you know, they're probably on that higher tier there, and I think there's a bunch of us, you know, right underneath that, kind of that mid level. Of our conference. And I think a lot of us, you know, including the Danvers, we just played, and we've already played Marblehead. You know, I think a lot of teams like that, you know, Swampscott and Saugus, we kind of fall right into that mid-tier right there. And, you know, for us to be successful and for us to make the tournament, I think we really, really need to show up in those games where we're playing some of those teams that are really similar to us.
Just tell me more about Masco. What is that team like this year? Because, of course, I was away last year, wasn't doing winter sports, but in the past, they've been very formidable the last several years. Well, the last two decades, practically, to be honest with you.
I feel like they're a bit of a factory over there. Yeah. You know, they graduate a good senior, or a couple good seniors, or three good seniors, and you're like, all right, we don't have to deal with them anymore. And then, boom, they have, you know, two or three more coming up, and it just seems like it's one of those things where it never stops. So, you know, you got to give them credit for developing a program like that. But, you know, I just watched their game today to get ready for Friday. And, you know, they're good again. They are. There's really not too much drop-off from one year to the next with them. They have a new coach who I'm not familiar with. So, you know, they'll run some new stuff, new action, and maybe some new things defensively. But they still have that just athleticism and kids who can put the ball in the basket and really get after you on the defensive end.
Well, Seth, is there anything else that you wanted to mention about your team, the Beverly team, that I didn't ask you about, or anything else about Beverly girls basketball here this season?
No, I'm just proud of their resiliency. You know, I've been challenging them all year, and, you know, we came out with a goal that we want to get back into that tournament, and we want to improve, and we want to make sure that we're trying to challenge for the NEC. And, you know, every time I try to challenge them, and any time, you know, a team kind of put a beat down on us, which has happened, you know, two or three times this year, they just bounce right back. You know, we lost one game in the North Reading tournament, you know, almost by 50 points, and then they came back and they won the next game. So, you know, their resiliency and their maturity is something that I'm really proud of.
Sounds good. Well, Seth, always great catching up with you. Best of luck to you and the team this year, and hopefully we'll touch base again, not a little bit sooner than we did since the last time we talked, but we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
All right, thanks, Bill. You're the best.
All right, take care. Seth Stanchel, girls basketball coach at Beverly High School, here on MSO Newsports.com.